Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. California's budget is just about wrapped up. Governor Jerry Brown and top legislators ironed out a deal that uses Brown's conservative spending total and the K-12 education spending plan he's been pushing. But as the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow reports, lawmakers left the bargaining table with some of their priorities addressed, too.
There's that saying about compromises. They leave everybody a little unhappy. That sentiment was on display last night from Democrats Nancy Skinner and Mark Leno as they and the rest of the Budget Conference Committee voted on a $96 billion spending plan.
I'm not jumping up with joy that we're in a situation where we have to pull this back.
It's not everything that we had hoped for, but is a compromise indeed.
Every leader involved in negotiations got part, but not all, of their budget priorities. Assembly Speaker John Perez had been pushing to fund scholarships for middle-class students attending California colleges. The scholarship program is part of the budget, but it will be phased in over several years. And Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg had pushed to restore dental coverage in the Medi-Cal program. The budget spends a third less on the benefits than Steinberg wanted. Still, the Democrat says he's happy.
We have fought for this as one of the most visible examples of the impact of cuts over the past 4 or 5 years, and I'm feeling good right now.
And Governor Brown emerged from talks with many of his main priorities intact. Legislative leaders had wanted to spend about $2 billion more than Brown next year. But in the end, they went with his more conservative estimate. But Brown did concede to legislative demands to spend more money in several areas, including the courts, which got an extra $60 million. Here's how Senate Democrat Lonnie Hancock took the deal.
It is certainly better than nothing. Anything always is.
Brown and Democratic lawmakers also reached middle ground on the most high-profile sticking point in this year's talks: how to restructure the way California funds school districts. Senate Democrats had objected to Brown's plan to steer extra money to districts where more than half of students are poor or learning English. The compromise still pushes extra money to those districts, but now 55% of the school population needs to fit that description to trigger the extra money instead of 50%. The new plan also puts more money into the base grant that goes to every school district and increases overall spending by about $200 million. Higher-income districts like South Pasadena Unified still don't like the plan and argue the state should increase across-the-board school spending after years of cuts. South Pasadena Superintendent Joel Shapiro.
Our schools are so drastically underfunded compared to schools in other states. I have not been in favor of redistributing money to school districts based on a new formula until funding per pupil has been brought up to a reasonable level.
The budget plan came together smoothly, without the high tension and drama that characterized negotiations during California's years of large deficits, or when spending plans required a two-thirds vote. Assembly Speaker John Perez says the spending plan, which saves more than $1 billion for future fiscal years, is a sign California's economy is on the upswing.
We took this state from a point of absolute economic despair to a point of stability where we see the economy turning around.
The Assembly and Senate have until Friday to vote on the spending plan. Brown has until the end of the month to sign it into law. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
A little more now on the healthcare slice of the budget pie. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim tells us those were hoping to see social safety net services restored in a big way after years of budget cuts will be disappointed.
Mental health programs will get a boost of about $140 million in one-time funds from the budget deal. But restorations to dental care for adults on Medi-Cal, the state safety net health plan, will have to wait until May 2014. Even then, the allocation will be little more than half what lawmakers proposed. But dentist Anthony Mock, head of the dental clinic at Oakland's Highland Hospital, is looking at the glass half full.
It's a very encouraging step towards fully funding adult dental services.
Mock says the number of dental-related visits to the hospital's emergency rooms have skyrocketed in the last few years, and many patients in pain are resorting to tooth extractions since they're among the few services the state has been covering. Mock says for many, extractions have meant joblessness.
If you're an employer looking at a person during an interview process, you're certainly going to question why they're not smiling and why they're missing their front teeth.
One of the health-related items that lost out in the budget deal was a proposal to provide some therapies to up to 500 children with autism. Those children lost the services when the state shut down the children's health insurance program, Healthy Families, and moved them to Medi-Cal. Democratic lawmakers have vowed to take up the issue later if state revenues come in ahead of projections. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
Amidst all the budget wrangling, state lawmakers have been more than a little distracted by the federal investigation of Senator Ron Calderon. A week after FBI agents searched his Sacramento offices, the Montebello Democrat took to a podium in the state capitol and said almost nothing.
My family and I have gone through a lot in the last several days. It's been very stressful, been very hard on all of us. We're all anxious to put this behind us and to carry on.
Calderon spoke for about a minute, and he didn't take any questions. Going forward, he said, his lawyer will be doing all the talking. Meanwhile, fellow Democrat Kevin DeLeon released a statement saying he's received a subpoena from the U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A. The Sacramento Bee says DeLeon's staffers told the paper they've been advised he's not a subject of the investigation and, quote, we assume it's related, unquote, to the Calderon case, adding DeLeon will be interviewed by a grand jury next month. The graduation ceremony at Santa Monica College tonight will do double duty as a memorial service for the five people killed by a gunman on Friday. But yesterday, hundreds of mourners left sunflowers, candles, and cards outside the campus library to remember the victims. More information is coming out about the gunman, John Zawari. A high school English teacher told the LA Times he remembered the boy was admitted to UCLA's psychiatric ward in 2006 after classmates caught Zawari surfing the internet for assault weapons. Investigators are examining the weapons he used last week to determine if any of them, especially the semi-automatic rifle, were illegal under state law. Authorities also want to know how an unemployed 23-year-old with a history of mental illness obtained 40 large-capacity magazines. That's the California Report for Tuesday, June 11th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org.